Good evening, Honorable Chairperson.
Good evening, Honorable Chair. How was your day? It's a long one. I'm still waiting for colleagues to log in. Unless Chileka tells me we do correct, then we can proceed. Chileka, how many more do we need to start?
Hi, Chair. There are 5 members in the platform.
Is it a quorum? Chileka?
Yes. Hello, Chair. Yes, you're breaking.
Are we correcting?
Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you well. You can hear me?
Chair?
Yes.
Chair, yeah, we can all hear you.
It's only you who can hear me. What's wrong with me, Chileka? Honorable Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can also hear you. I can also hear you, Chair.
So it's her who's got a problem.
I got cut off, Chair, I'm back.
Yeah.
It's you who has a problem, Chileka, not me.
Okay, Chair.
How many members do we need to form a quorum?
We need 5, Chair.
So we can continue with our meeting now?
Yes, Chair.
Let's do that. Can you put on the agenda on the screen, please?
Okay, Chair.
It has been a very long day today. Just for the purpose of the record, it's Honorable Mbata, Honorable Singh, Honorable Bryant, Honorable Weber, and myself. Did I miss anyone? There's an apology that I know of Honorable Phillips. Which other apology do you have, Chileka?
Honorable Ganjo has a bereavement, Chair.
So it's Phillips and Ganjo?
Correct, Chair. Mr. Mudise just joined.
Yeah. Welcome, Honorable Mudise.
Thank you very much, Chair. Apologies for late arrival. I'm here.
You're fine. It's understandable. You are from the house. Yeah, the agenda is as follows. We are just here to adopt the budgetary review and recommendation report and also to consider the minutes. Can I have a mover and a seconder of the agenda for the adoption of the agenda? Who wants to move?
Chairperson, I move.
Honorable Singh, seconded by Honorable Mudise.
Recording in progress.
Honorable Mudise, you are seconding. I see your hand was up.
Yes, sir. I second Honorable Singh.
Okay. Then we can then proceed. I presume you have read the reports and the minutes as they were sent to you. Chileka, can you put the report so that we quickly go through it on the screen? There we go. Is the DRRR of the Portfolio Committee on Environment, Forestry and Fisheries on the annual report of the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment and its 5 entities, namely the South African National Parks, Isimangaliso Wetland Park Authority, South African Weather Service, the South African National Biodiversity Institute, as well as the Marine Living Resource Fund for the year 2020-21 financial year. Yes. You can scroll unless if colleagues have picked up some typo mistakes or the language issues. We are here on page one. The introduction deals with the mandate of the committee.
Chair.
Yes, Rodney.
It is mandate of the committee, as you rightly said. So,
the mandate of
the committee. Yeah.
Yes. You see, changing the report. Chileka, we're waiting for you. Who's doing that?
Sandra is projecting, Chair. I'm taking also the corrections.
The other stuff that is in the screen. What's happening now? Telek. You're showing us other things here now. Sandra, where's your colleague?
On home.
Chair, I'm here.
But where's the document? You're showing us some other stuff. Okay, it's done. The mandate of the portfolio committee is to enhance, consider legislation, refer to it. Is it one of legislation?
It's more than one. That's the legislation.
Yeah, cannot be one legislation. You see where we are? Consider on the first bullet. Conduct oversight of any organ of state and constitutional institutions falling within its portfolio. Consider international agreements. Yes.
Can she also, when you scroll up there on the second sentence on the first paragraph under 1.1, she made the same mistake. She said legislation instead of through passing legislation, or because it's more than one legislation.
Okay.
Can I help you there, Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, the word legislation is plural.
Yes.
It is not with the S. It can be legislation, the context defines it, that it is a plural, although there is no S.
It's plural.
Correct.
Okay. It cannot be singular.
No, it cannot be singular, depending on the context. So when it talks about passing or considering legislation, it means all set of laws. The old legislation contains things like policies, soft regulations, and hard law. It's all combined.
Yeah, legislation. It means laws.
Correct. 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 Yeah.
Oh. That's the language we understand. Fine. Thank you for that clarity. Can we go to the purpose? You must scroll down. Page 2. Is there anything colleagues want to raise on page 2?
No.
You're saying no?
That
was me. Okay, Brian, thank you. Then if there's such, let's go to page 3. Page 3, Gantlam.
Okay, it's page 3 showing.
Yes, we are here on page 3. You just need to scroll down for the last paragraph. Okay. Oh. Anything on page 3, colleagues?
The last line, there were findings on the usefulness and reliability of required performance information, primarily due to lack of inadequate monitoring, or should be adequate monitoring. When we say lack of, you mean, you can take out to lack, but you're saying inadequate. That's correct.
Inadequate, you must lack of adequate.
Yeah.
Monitoring and reporting. Can we proceed with that paragraph to page 4, please? Natcha, let's take us to page 4. Okay. Lack of adequate monitoring and reporting of useful and reliable information. Is the figure correct?
Correct.
1.3 yes. billion? Okay. And then, what is this department? It's wrong. It must be department colon S, not that. There are not many, it's one. Can you see? In the same paragraph, 80% of the total irregular expenditure in the portfolio, the majority of which is due to the departments. That's not the right way to write the department's irregular expenditure. The department's incorrect. Yes.
The apostrophe was in the wrong place, Chairperson.
Yes.
Corrected now.
Yes. Okay, Ismangaliso. Can we read Ismangaliso and see what's happening in Ismangaliso? Go up then. Down or up? Okay, for Ismangaliso.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think in the heading, the I should be small.
Yeah.
Small. Yeah.
Can be a capital I.
I think here all the sections are capitalized.
How do we reconcile?
Chair, one understands that they capitalized, but it's easy Mangaliso. I mean the E is the I is like in your next line in the financial year the Isi Mangaliso Wetland Park. The E means something, the I, unless I'm incorrect. But it's okay. Not a train smash.
Let's reconcile. Tanta, what do we lose to put a small I in? Let's try that. You're still capitalizing it.
Chair, is it not a capital letter because it's a subheading? Everything is a it's written.
That's what Nkanda is arguing.
Correct.
But, on the first paragraph, yes. First sentence, he put it correct. So you can't put a small letter there in the subheading.
Those of you who have
Yeah, Chairperson, I just want to agree with Honourable Mbata, and I take what Honourable Singh has said. I think if we were writing, you know, sort of a normal heading with capitals at the beginning, then we would make, you know, the I a small one. But if everything's capitalized, in terms of my understanding, all those letters would stay the same. So we either change all of the headings to capitals for the beginning of the word, or we keep them all as they are with capitals for the full heading.
Okay, so we'll keep it as it is. I think that's the feeling of the majority of us.
I withdraw my proposal, Chairperson.
That's good. That's what the wise man always does, right? Then. Anything on them? The figure is correct, 99.88 million. And then was not compliant, okay? Okay. No. Fine. San B? The regular expenditure, the figure is correct, 17.5, ne? Mm-hmm. Can we understand what does this paragraph mean? The majority of irregular expenditure balances still need their investigations to start or to be concluded so that the necessary disciplinary action can be taken against staff who have caused irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. You see, you're talking about the majority of irregular expenditure. But when you come later, you talk about both irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. Those that teach English, they know any other way that you can deal with this. It's only the irregular expenditures, but balances, or it includes both irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. Help us, the research team. Colleagues, you hear what I'm trying to say? Honorable Singh in particular will understand what I'm trying to say. Because it's only irregular expenditure balances. But at the end, you call all of them irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, UIFW.
Yeah. Can I?
Not irregular expenditure. And I see on the fruitless in a double S. Does it have double S, fruitless?
No, my issue, they're talking about one expenditure that is regular, but at the end, they're talking about all of them, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. Yes, Honorable.
Can I?
You want to talk to it?
Yeah, what I understand here is that the vast majority of irregular expenditure, the big component of it still need investigations to start to get to the root of them in order for somebody to conclude the necessary disciplinary actions that can be taken on who have caused this irregular
expenditure. Can we say who has caused such irregular expenditure, including
And then there are also issues of fruitless actions and useless actions. But all of them still need to be concluded to hold the caliphate. So it's not only irregular actions, but also fruitless actions. And the fruitless action is also waiting for final decision for on the investigation. So that's my understanding.
Okay. Colleagues, what do we say? Yes, Honorable Singh.
Yeah, Chairperson, I'm just going back to where the entity incurred. Incurred an irregular expenditure of 17.5 million in the current year, whereas it earned a fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Perhaps we should just say the entity incurred irregular expenditure of 17.5 million and fruitless and wasteful expenditure of that in the current financial year.
Makes sense.
Both together, yeah.
And I think also, Chair, through you, even down there, it must say irregular expenditure and fruitless intent. Just like he has...
That was my issue.
Honorable thing. Because it doesn't sound okay here, down there.
That's the issue I was raising, but Scottney said what he said. The majority of irregular expenditure balances still need their investigations to start.
Correct.
Or to be concluded.
Correct.
So that the necessary disciplinary actions can be taken against staff who have caused such irregular expenditure. If you put quantify it, and then including fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying. Such.
Yes.
Thank you.
See?
Chairperson, shouldn't we be saying the nature of the irregular expenditure, not balances, the nature of the irregular expenditure still needs to be investigated?
The nature of irregular expenditure
still needs to be investigated. That's what they're saying. Yeah. And
then we remove the majority.
Yes.
Remove balances and then remove majority and see the nature of. That makes sense. Can we move to the next one? The South African National Park. Why are we putting it here in brackets, whereas the others would put them in brackets? The reason of putting it 43 in brackets. Why don't you write expenditure amounting to? Or the irregular expenditure of if you put on the fruitless, why are we putting in brackets? The 43.4 million.
Sorry, Chairperson. Once that's concluded, just further down as well, it's mentioned that Sanparks incurred a fruitless and wasteful expenditure of 0.2 million. So a bit of a strange thing. I assume that's a typo.
Yeah, 0.2 million. we can have we could have written an amount was not because it's only 0.5. That's what you are saying and above. So let's put a better amount than not 0.2 million. What is the figure? Is it 200?
It is
200,000. Let's write it.
All right.
Cannot be not 0.2 million. You start to do not 0.5 moving forward. If it's a half, you've managed to write 99 million on, it's 200 million, write it. 200,000. There you go. Thanks, colleague. We find Sunpass. Can we go to the weather service? The weather service. Can we remove the brackets on the 8 million and we say amounting to 8 million? Okay. It's the end. Whose end is this? Honorable Singh?
Sorry, a legacy hand.
Okay. Courtney, mute your microphone, please, Courtney. Then we move to 3.6. The Marine Living Resource Fund. That I can scroll down. Yeah. Marine Living Resource can 57,000. Of the total irregular expenditure. What is this 1.2 billion identified in 20? What did you say compared to the 125 or against the 1.2 billion? Can we remove the brackets and say what we want to say?
What are you saying, Barachaya, is of the 1.2 billion regular expenditure, MLRF has a component of 57,000 rand. That's what you are actually saying. So the issue is not about 1.2 billion, but the issue is emphasizing the fact that the 57,000 is part of the entire regular expenditure in the portfolio of about 1.2 billion.
What makes us not to write it down? For somebody who's reading this report who's an outsider. Colleague, do you understand what is this supposed to mean the way it's written?
Yes, Chair, I do understand. I think one could write it either way, but I do understand what the presenter is saying.
MRL linked 57 of the total irregular expenditure of 1.2 billion around the entire portfolio, ne? This 1.2 billion is the total expenditure of the portfolio. Am I wrong?
Correct, sir. Yeah, bad deal, sir.
Eh?
What is being said there is when you talk about 57 billion, a reader who had already seen.
It's not 57 billion, it can't be 57 billion, 57,000.
Exactly. Now, a reader would have known from the paragraphs which are up that the total irregular expenditure from the portfolio is 1.2 billion. But what you are saying here is you are talking about MLRF.
MLRF kept 57,000 of the total irregular expenditure of 1.2 billion in the entire portfolio. Write that somewhere. There we go. Okay. Nevertheless, MLRF did not report its previous year's related wasteful expenditure. Something is missing there. What is it that is missing?
For university, without a cool store.
Okay. Then that case, to put that thing down, you must go down number four under the circumstances. Yes, the next page. Okay, the programs, environmental economic contribution optimized, environmental ecological integrity safeguard and enhanced, social transformed and transition communities, global agenda and influenced by obligation made and capable. Okay, let's go down. Let's go down. Something there. Is the spacing or something there? Is this one still the same on outcome 10 and the Department of Forestry? Is it the same font? Okay, let's proceed. Any issue to raise on this page, on page six, colleagues? Overview. Let's go to page seven. Seven is a continuation of page six. Equivalent to 1 year full-time job. Go down to the next paragraph. Administration program. Can we go to 8?
Sure.
Yes.
Can I take a little bit, because I'm worried about this thing of the, when we say legislation, because I have to check it. It says commonly you can use the plural legislation, but in a more specific content, the plural can be legislations. Because we're talking of more than one legislation there. I just wanted to raise that because I was just trying to check it. Because when we write, you can, yes, in a more specific way, unless it's fine with the learned friend, Dr. Watt. Thank you.
When you corrected us, I meant to understand him to say legislation is used as a noun. Eh? And then when is a noun, it's laws considered collectively. Then correct. It's called legislation. Laws. So then it's laws that are considered correctly. So they're in the majority. Then that's when they are called legislation.
Correct.
So then I have to conclude that Courtney was right. Because legislation is about laws. So these laws that you are talking about, Honorable Mbata, together they are called legislation.
Jefferson?
Yes, Honorable.
Yeah, you are right. No, because legislation is a law or a set of laws that have been passed by Parliament. So it's a singular and a plural. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We are on page what, 8? Regulatory compliance and sector monitoring. Okay. That's the matter we need to probe further, né? On the criminal cases when we come back. 4.3, program 3, it's oceans and coasts. Maybe Honorable Singh and Mata in this off record, you need to brief me what happened to Operation Pakisa. Since I've been engaging, I don't see it coming. Who has been the longest serving member of the committee?
Yeah, will do. It seems to have fallen by the wayside. Although the department tells us now and again.
I think Honorable Singh is well positioned to brief us on Operation Pakisa, Chairperson.
I was asking you, maybe alongside this December, you must tell me what happened. But I haven't heard it about it again. After I've been trying to read, I don't get it featuring anyway.
No, certainly I'll do that, Chair.
Chairperson, Operation Pakisa cuts across most all the programs of environmental of the department. It's just that when they report it, it must be included, because when you talk of waste, there's part of Pakisa on it when you talk of ocean and coast, it's there. So it's a program that cuts across all the programs within the department. But it's just that they don't, I don't know who's leading it, because it must come up every time when they present to us to say how far are they with Operation Pakisa.
Okay.
Also with the Department of Public Works, it does come in on the issue of the harbour with Public Works and the department. It's a document that cuts across. And with different stakeholders involved there.
Okay. Maybe I remember it, Chair, when we started beginning of the term, but I don't know where it
where did wrong. You where did you lose
follow it up?
Yeah, right. I was just trying to test you guys. Okay. Let's move to page 9. Climate change and air quality. That's the matter we need to probe when we come back next. Very seriously on this one. Okay, let's move to the next program. Okay, biodiversity. The remaining 6 annual targets were annually officially achieved, that the department achieved more in 2018-19 than now. Okay, we'll see now that we are on level 1. What's going to happen? Program 6. COVID. Next program.
Can I ask something here to Doctor, through you to Doctor Wag? Because when he talks of environmental programs, he only mentioned that it's being done through the implemented through public works. What about other departments, including municipalities? Because even within the municipalities, even the other entities, these environmental programs. And my worry is that with this program 6, it's not well implemented by the department, but he only mentioned one department here.
No. Expanded works programs doesn't mean it's done by expanded public works. It's done by public works. It's expanded public
works. I think the municipality is not under expanded public works program. It's environmental programs. That's why I'm putting that. It's they are there usually in the municipalities. We find that they are using the young students or the young learners. Let me not say learners, but it's a tertiary student that will be employed there with a stipend to assist on environmental programs. One of them that they usually assist in the municipalities is that of waste management.
Yes, but the issue, the department is still the owner of the project. They can decide that the municipality can be the implementing agent. That's what they do. But it's in a form of expanded works program. That's why normally they use school leavers, unemployed people, all those issues. Then, but if it's an environmental programs, because the way I understand expanded works public works program, it's any program that any department can do that will bring in the unemployed, create temporary employment. That's why they call it expanded public works program. Then if the department decides to use the municipality as an implementing agent, they do that. But at some point, they won't do it. They will just then implement it. That's the issue that we're trying to raise here, to say they are saying they've been implementing them through the expanded work problem, but they were doing it themselves as a department. If they were, then I think when they come back, if there are instances where in the contracted municipalities, then to be implementing agent of their program, it will be that. But at some point, they will say to municipalities, get us these employees, who are going to pay them from next month. I wonder if I'm responding to your concerns.
Martin, can I add into what you're saying, Chair? Honorable Mbata is right, but you remember, Chair, you have placed 14 environmental programs on the community program for scrutiny. Those are some of the issues that would be raised in there. Honorable Mbata can do them there. But the way how the environmental programs in this beautiful area looks like, it is simply because we are reporting on the environmental programs as it is stated in the departmental annual performance plans and targets. But you yourselves also scrutinize appropriated the budget for it. So we come to hold the department accountable to something that is not in by performance target. So that's why it just looks like this. We are here interested in departmental performance. But to have a bird's eye view of the entire public works program, who is doing what at which level of government or sphere of government, I think that would only become clear when we engage with them on the 14 programs that you actually identified to talk about.
Thank you. Yes, because it's mandatory for each and every department to do EPWP. Because there's an expectation on them to create more jobs, better jobs, and decent jobs for all of them. So then, yeah, that's the issue to say then it's another way of inclusive economic growth. But then the way I understand it then at the time, when EPWP was established and mandated, it was to create work opportunities to certain sectors, that was infrastructure, United States, environment and culture, and social sector. So environmental affairs falls within those four spheres, because it was infrastructure, roads, that's why they want to see them doing roads, then environment and culture, they were clustered together, including the social sector. I think what we need to do when we come back, Honorable Mbata, to cover what you say, we need to then call them. I think they've done that to just come and brief us on them. But the impact that they're having on society, I didn't see it coming clean. And then the claim was that because there was COVID, they couldn't then go down the ground. now that we're in level one, when we meet them, maybe to consider it will be their third quarter or whatever in January, then we'll be able to probe this matters further.
It will be their last quarter.
Their last quarter, whatever. So that's the issue that we can then seriously, because now they'll have to report meaningful progress because we're in level one. Definitely there's work that is taking place now. Can we move under the circumstances? Because you are very right, these programs are supposed to be the game changers, dealing with the issues of poverty and unemployment, if implemented fully. But you can see also the targets, the way they have not been achieved. So there was no even meaningful impact to that effect. Then chemicals and waste management. We know that their performance also was unsatisfactory. And it's also a flagship program, this one. But the performance, they claim COVID. Let's see how it happens in the next, as they report in the other quarter.
I think also, Chair, they must, when they report to us, we must remind them that they must include the PAGISA, because PAGISA also gets, it's part and parcel of all these programs. In waste, in chemicals and waste management is there, and in environmental management programs is there. And it's just that the department, when they present to us, they tend to choose which items or programs or whatever they want to present to us, which is wrong. Because I remember when PAGISA was established, it was not long that it was established. I think it was 2016, if I'm not mistaken, where the main thing was to reduce the main thing was to create a clean environment and reduce some of the waste that is being created all over all these programs. But we usually when the department present, they don't present, they say nothing on PAGISA. And remember last time I requested that they must give us the policies and some of their documentation that deals with some of their programs so that we are aware of what is happening. When we come to our meetings, we don't thumbsuck, but we know based on legislation what is needed for us to monitor.
Okay, we are agreeing on this one. Okay, 4.8, forestry and natural resource management. 4.8. I'm glad on this one we're still going to have a meeting as well on the third, if I'm not mistaken. But like I said, last week we had a meeting here. What one observed that day, as and when we ask questions, our questions were then rephrased to see if they were answers. I didn't see anything coming there out of that. But I think this is a matter we should continue to pursue. Because you can see they had 12, they only performed 6. Okay, anything on forestry? Okay, then let's move to the next item. Four Okay. The reasons for not achieving the targets: poor contract management, inadequate consultation on the bill, general administrative challenges. Okay, let's go then to the overview of departmental entities. Ms. Mangaliso.
Can you notice here that they've mentioned
in a
small sentence, you can't see.
Yes. And there are so many policy documents that effect on Operation Bakis. Yeah. Okay, can we move colleagues? This meeting was supposed to end at half past. But we're doing justice. That's a repeat of what has happened. It's just the entire overview. Sunbeam. Okay. What's the next entity? Sunpark. Okay, the next entity. Okay. Yeah. This is the way we need to talk to these matters now. Let's go to the recommendations. Number 1, 7.1. The department shall update the committee on the current extent of temporary and planted trees in the county and break down to provincial level. And the committee should ensure that the department and the entity official as well as boards responsible for any negative audit outcome should be held to account. Where possible, the committee should work with the executive authority to ensure that repeat findings are not okay for public funds are not used in trial and error fashion to obtain clean audits. For the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, I've got a problem with the last bullet. What is it, Honorable Weber?
Chair, if we can just go back to 7.1. It's actually just a comment and a question that I would like to know. I mean, the two things that really, according to me, led
yes.
you to the Auditor General's finding, and it's a province since 2019 that we joined. The two things that always stand out, and I don't know if it's covered by this, is firstly with Kipon, and we had many presentations on consequence management, but I don't see it here that we are, the recommendations for the committee will be will be to keep account the consequences of our department. And then the second piece is the part of the receipts and the basic work of the supply chain management does not come in here. I'm not sure if I'm at the right place for this, but this is two things that I would like to see is somewhere in this report. I'm sorry if I'm out of order, Jay.
You are right, you are not out of order. Can we see the last bullet on 7.1? Maybe it does address your concern. It says the committee should ensure that department and entity officials, as well as boards responsible for any negative audit outcome, should be held to account. Ne?
Sorry, yes, Jay. That's fine. Thank you.
But I've got a difficulty with where possible. It goes that where possible, the committee should work with the executive authority to ensure that the repeat findings do not occur.
So it should be
an instruction to the executive authority, not us. It's not our job to make sure that this thing does not occur.
Yeah.
It should be an instruction to the executive who must ensure that this thing doesn't happen. It shouldn't be where possible. The executive can direct it. Ne? I think that's what Honorable Weber's concern are. Because where possible, then you are leaving it to say, if the executive can come and say it's not possible, I'm not going to do this. Because this is a non-negotiable matter. The way I hear you both, Honorable Mbata and Honorable Weber, on this matter. It's a non-negotiable matter.
Yes, I actually like the way it reads now. It puts the responsibility back into their hands.
Yes. Okay. Then what do we want from the Department of Planning and Monitoring?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable.
I think executive authority should, the executive should be in capital. The recommendations now for the committee, I think that was meant for us, but that won't be in our report. That's ATC, will it? Will it just be recommendations, or will it have those watch in brackets there for the committee? Can the draft?
The draft has explained what is asked by Honorable Singh. Scotney, Ndadia, Chileka.
Oh, Jay, these ones were from the presentation of AG in particular. It was the responsibility where they assigned responsibilities based on the findings that this is what the committee should be looking for or working or focusing on. Then there are those other recommendations that are specific.
But still going to have recommendations.
Okay.
The
department is still coming.
Okay. For the department. So we are starting with the Department for Monitoring.
We are starting with the committee. Then the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Then we go to our own department. Then we cascade to entities.
Let's move to planning. Yeah. Honorable Weber, put new words. Can you mute your microphone, please?
sorry, my apologies, Chair.
The Scotney Watts microphone is the one that's problematic. Learning and monitoring should study to identify the areas that need to be prioritized. Okay. Department of Forestry and Fisheries. Executive Authority, the capital E and the capital A then. Okay.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes. Honorable Weber, proceed.
Yeah, with bullet four, is coming in what I actually meant. I'm so grateful they speak about the internal controls in the system. And then it says, they must strengthen to prevent even mundane things such as misstatements. But misstatements is probably just an example. I do would like to see, because the basis of all our problems with the finances is not only the expenditure and all these things, it's the fact that the work on the ground, just by the receipts and the invoices and these things that they just don't have. On the basic level, on that level, and maybe even if they speak about misstatements, maybe not the keeping of records and receipts and invoices and things like that, because that's the basis where everything goes wrong. Sorry.
But the misstatement was a general issue that the AG picked up to say it's based on the internal control system. So he's picking up misstatements because across all the AG's reports, that's where there was a lot of misstatements as a consequence of what you are saying. That's why they are giving it as an example, but the issue of internal control must be emphasized. It cuts across because you do the misstatements based on the fact that you're not keeping proper control systems.
Thank you.
Then it says, yes, hello. Proceed, Honorable Weber. Are you fine?
Now I said I understand. I agree with you. Thank you very much.
So is it the last passage of the report?
Chair?
Are we proceeding? The next part? Yes? It's Honorable Modise or Nkanta? Honorable Modise is ending up as well.
It's speak then about Honorable moving Modise this.
Honorable Modise talk. One, two, three.
Yeah, it's about moving this point from this section to the section of the department.
Yes, let's take that one down and remove it as Then it also addresses Honorable Weber's concern. Honorable Mdise?
Thanks very much, Chair. The last removal, I think I agree with it. I was going to speak to these two on 7.3. The first bullet point there and the third one is department. No, it's the fourth one. One, two, three, four. The department
The department should ensure that its entities, its audit action plan, the one you want to talk on.
Yes, it's implemented to the letter.
Yeah.
It's actually to the latter.
And not to the later, ne?
Yes.
Correction. Can we correct
yes,
that,
that's
colleague? Let's correct that one. Correct. Now let's go to the entities then. Isimangaliso, what are we recommending on Isimangaliso? Let's do this. Okay. Yeah, for my CFO. Okay. So this one of number bullet two on Isimangaliso, it will cut across on San B and San Park as well, I suppose it's there. Or it's covered here, or it's there on over. Mrs. Isimangaliso, we are okay. 7.5 San B. So that common recommendation is there. Okay. Okay. The next entity. It's always Osanfaks. I hear we've got a lot of work to do there, colleagues. Okay. The next one. Thank you, Honorable Weber.
Sorry.
Honorable, you're on San Park.
Yes, I have a question with San Parks. I mean, we did yesterday the land plans and anything. Shouldn't there be anything in here about that? Maybe one bullet point?
And the land claims.
Yes, because that's part of National Parks, or am I incorrect?
It's not a separate report from the annual report.
I'm not sure, that's why I'm asking you.
I didn't see it coming, the issue of land claims on their annual report. Okay. I should think let's work it as a separate item. Yeah, we'll continue to engage, don't worry. Remember, it's a work in progress. You'll have to come and update us every quarter until we be sure they have resolved all those issues.
Okay, I'm with you. Thank you.
Sure.
Chairperson, it's Chairperson Honorable Brian. Can we just go back to Sand Parks if possible?
Yes, that's where we are.
Chairperson, can I just say that the wording just in a couple of these, I think in particular, bullet point two and bullet point four, where it says the committee would like to receive regular updates on the status of white and black riders. I think we can be a little bit more forceful than that. I mean, that's a very gentle way of, you know, asking for these things. I think we should say that the committee will receive regular updates. Yes.
Should be provided, not would like.
Yeah.
Provided with regular.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe, Chair, if you want to re-emphasize that more, not regular, with quarterly or whatever it is.
Yes, quarterly.
The timeline,
Quarterly update. Good. That's
good. And then, Chair, the other one was just bullet point four, where it says the committee requests Sand Parks to submit it to the submit to it the entity's donor list.
No, it's not a request.
Yes.
We are telling. Yeah, we must work.
Requires, maybe. Yes. I would say. Yeah, the committee requires Sand Parks to submit the entity's donor list.
Sand Parks should provide their donor.
There we go. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Must, not should. The children must.
Must.
Yeah.
In a particular period, maybe on a quarterly basis or whatever as well.
Yeah.
If donor list say thank you, Honorable Singh.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable Weber.
Chair, I differ a little bit from Honorable Singh in the sense of I think we should ask for monthly reports because on a daily basis, donors are being poached. And I know for a fact that Sandbox does give a monthly directly report to the minister, so they can also provide us with that same report. Thank you. That's my suggestion. Kindly to the
minister. When we'll be micromanaging the thing, if it's quarterly, it will include the 3 months, Honorable Weber.
Okay.
We want to meet with them every month. You see, in our other program, when we meet them every quarter, they will be reporting for the 3 months on the staff.
All right.
So, I think let's do it quarterly. Donor list. Okay. Yes?
The timeline for this donor list, what was it?
The timeline, they were supposed to have given it to us the next Tuesday. If we made the money, you remember I give them a week. By now, we should be having that donor. Isn't that they are submitted? They promised. I think it was Monday, if I'm not mistaken. When did you meet them? Tuesday? This week?
Check that the donor list has been submitted. I sent it to the members.
Oh, you sent it? Have you sent it already?
Yes. Yes, Chair.
Okay. So we can scrutinize
it. I did see it.
You did see it?
Yes.
They already submitted. She sent me a message, I think, on Monday that she's signing off the submission of document, the chairperson. Yeah, that's it. It's donor list quarterly, ne? To the committee, it's donor list. It's updated or whatever, quarterly, then it's fine. Okay? Then the committee proposed SANPARKS. We're directing that SANPARKS, not proposed. Ne? When the committee proposed that SANPARKS, let's direct. Directed, not direct. We want to direct SANPARKS too. Okay. Okay. With the service. And then marine living. Wait, did they submit this one? Bullet one, select. Do you get that report?
No, Chair, I don't have that one.
Can we write them tomorrow? They must give us that report.
Yes.
Because they skip our deadline, no explanation. Huh? Okay. Sure. Then the marine. Oh, we have got the 90-day thing. At the end. So your 90 days end when from now? 90 days is 3 months from the adoption. So in March, all these things should have been submitted. It's okay. Okay. We should be done, eh? We'll get the mover and the seconder with all those amendments that we have. Inserted. Let me see the mover for the adoption of the report, colleagues. Honorable Siti Wembata.
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption of the amendment.
with amendments, and then Honorable Mchunu, you are supporting. Eh? Was the end of Honorable Mchunu, you move at the same time. Shall I take the new end of Honorable Mchunu?
I second.
Okay. Then the report does get adopted with those edits. Can you then send the final document to the members? And then I see we are not allowed to debate. Like there was a decision, Honorable Singh, you sit in with Irene. Honorable Singh? Honorable Singh, I've seen the other reports are not being debated. When are we likely to, when is it likely to be submitted? On this next week, plenary, this week, if you had submitted today, tomorrow to later, when will it be 86?
If members agree, Chair, with the amendments that we have made, tomorrow I can publish it and then it will appear on the Z-list on Friday.
Okay, but there's no sitting on Friday?
No, Chair, only next week.
Then it will be next week.
Yes.
I think we agree. You can do that after this. As long as you send it to them to again recheck it. I think that's the root committee, ne? To make sure that all the amendments are effective. Okay, can you then try the minutes? Minutes. Minutes of the 18th. What? Minutes of the 17th of November. 18/20 to 21. And the weather services. We've already approved their reports. Can you go down to the, it will be just editing if there's any editing. Who was there? It's very key.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to say again, it's A-M-M, two M's.
With two M's, not N.
Yeah. Two
M's.
Thank you,
Jeff. Can we correct that? We had an apology of Honorable Singh. I don't see. Okay.
Yes.
Was this person in the meeting called Kappa N?
Hello,
Senator.
But was the person in the meeting? Not that I remember.
Okay, Chair, I'll remove that.
I understand N stands for alternative. Honorable Weber was in the meeting. That's why she has this star on her. We know she's an alternative. Let's go down. Down. Okay. We should go down. We've already adopted the minutes in the report. Just need to deal with the formalities. Yeah. Okay. colleagues will let me know if the issues they want to raise. I don't see anyone. Let's go down. Let's go down. Next page, resolutions, that's what one is interested in. Okay. Okay, we owe an oversight visit to Sawis and their colleagues in the next year. That's our resolution. I'm just reminding you. Okay. That's what happened in the meeting. Can I have a mover and a seconder of this minutes so that we adopt them?
I move, Chairperson. It's Honorable Bryant.
Thank you so much, Honorable Bryant. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Weber seconded. Thank you so much, dear colleagues. Do we have another set of minutes? Chileka?
Hi, Chair. The next ones are coming on Friday.
Oh, okay. On Friday. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Just to remind us for Friday. What are we doing on Friday?
We are dealing with the environmental programs and forestry matters.
Okay. Oh, those environmental programs that Honorable Mbata was talking about. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what, so we have an opportunity. Yes, Honorable Singh?
Yeah, I just wanted to raise the issue, Chairperson, thank you, of a meeting that has been scheduled for the 10th, which is our last day, and we're going to have a very, very full day. From meetings that I've had in the Whippery. In fact, we might finish very late on that day. It's the last day with voting, etc. And I was suggesting that that item for discussion, whatever we had on the agenda, be postponed to next year, early next year. Thanks.
What is the agenda item?
The briefings by the NGOs, Chair.
NGOs. Only NGOs on the 10th, ne? Colleagues? Colleagues, there's a request by Honorable Singh. What's your take?
Chairperson, okay, sorry. Honorable Weber, go.
No, it's fine if you speak.
Chair, I was just going to say, I mean, is Honorable Singh's, I haven't seen the program, but is he suggesting that the whole of Friday is going to be taken up by plenary activities, in which case we wouldn't be able to have the full day dedicated to our portfolio committee anyway?
Chair, the program that I'm looking at now that we'll confirm tomorrow says from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5. That's what it says.
There will be plenary, ne?
Yeah, with farewell speeches being the last item. So I don't know if we can have anything after farewell speeches. When we've said farewell, it's our last day of school. And then you're going to call a meeting.
My difficulty, Honorable Singh, these are the NGOs that have been requesting to meet with you throughout, and then we couldn't prioritize, I hope. Oh, and the Operation Pakistan is here, Honorable Mbata. Can you see? It's here on the 7th.
Chair, can I make another proposal?
Oh.
Yeah. All of them. You didn't meet them. Propose, Honorable Weber.
Yeah, I know I won't be very popular of this, but about 2 weeks ago, we changed the Friday to a Wednesday evening and a Thursday evening, and I know it is bad, but this work needs to be done. So can we propose
we can that? Use a recommendation to say these are constituencies who wanted to see us. Can we do that so that we don't look like we don't want to meet with these NGOs?
Chair, I have no problem doing Wednesday.
Yeah, let's try that to say, because now once that program is confirmed, then we can meet them Wednesday evenings, and then yeah, then to cover for everybody so that we finish our program. We'll raise the reason why we're meeting them so that we can complete our program. Let's try to do that. Can you liaise with Honorable Singh? So once Honorable Singh, the benefit of us having somebody sitting in Ufari is an advantage for us. Then we get information beforehand. That's the benefit of having you, Honorable Singh. Yeah? So nice, eh?
Yeah. Wednesday, we're due to finish at about 6:30.
Yes, then we can continue maybe until 9.
Well, 6 o'clock, say, because it's questions on Wednesday.
Yes, then we can do that, yeah. At least we can deal with these two things.
Yeah, Thursday we're finishing at 5.
We can break them into two, the other one on Wednesday, the other one on Thursday. They are how many are they? 1, 2, 3, right? Yeah. So one of the two, because we need to adopt the minutes. The problem we need to adopt, yeah, Wednesday it will be the day. Then we can adopt the minutes, all minutes for the year. Then we done. But we won't adopt the minutes of meeting with the NGOs. We'll see whichever way. Yeah, let's do that. Once she gets that, she will make a submission for requesters to say, want to finish this. And we'll motivate, these are NGOs. It will be looking like we don't want to meet with them. It's part of a public participation. We'll recommend that so that we are given the opportunity to meet in the evening. Thank you so much, Honorable Weber, for it's Honorable Brian who reminded us of us meeting. Thank you so much for that. Because if we were to postpone them after we send them the program, they're going to say, hey, this one, we don't want that anonymity. Okay. You liaise with Honorable Singh, give you the information, then we'll deal with that one. Then I should think we need to call it.
Okay, sir.
It has been a long day.
Indeed. Katela, Manji.
Yeah, let's call it a day. Good night.
Thank you. Let's not Manzula.
Yay.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Bye.